It was a simple bow and your people would be spared. Don't call me ma'am. Miss, Zexus is generous. He only wants your loyalty. Surely even a delicate thing like yourself can understand that.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
I said don't fucking misgender me. Ma'am, calm down. No need to get emotional. It is Sar!
All right, I got it. I've done.
Written by Alex Kurtzman, right there.
Yes. Too. Yep.
NerdErotic.com.
Odyssey.
Speaking of impressions,
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of other
yeah.
When you start to lose Jeremy a little bit, and not that Jeremy's completely off the train, but when you start to lose him a little bit, particularly with the casting that everybody's been calling out, by the way,
it's real fucking bad.
It's bad. Now, I want to preface this by saying what you guys have said already, that the trailers are nowhere, not even close to being ratioed. They are overwhelmingly liked. So there isn't like a ratioed trailer, but there is a lot of discourse on a lot of social media.
Somebody in my chat pointed out the other day that there is like a, it was like a Universal Canada that had a trailer that was ratioed. It didn't have a ton of views, but you know, it was ratioed, but it's the same trailer as the others. It was just on a different, YouTube channel. So I wanted just to point that out, but the main trailers are
Canada.
Like 95%. It is Canada. So what the
Canada? There's like three people up there.
I don't necessarily care if this movie is going to bomb or be popular. I think it'll do great numbers, honestly.
Yep.
I care if it's going to be good or not. In terms of that metric, there are so many friggin' red flags about this film that it is, in my kind of, perception, it's looking like it's going to be a disaster.
This is
not like it's going to be it doesn't feel like it's going to be a good film, honestly.
It's a bummer. I wanted this to be great. I was excited about it. I'm like, oh my God, seeing Nolan essentially take on fantasy, right? Like that, something he hasn't really done. It's out of his wheelhouse. I know Elon is out there saying it's awards. Nolan doesn't need awards. Yeah. He's not the kind of guy who needs awards. What's more disappointing, if it's the case, is he's kind of bending the knee to the message. That's
exactly what he's doing. Now, so here's the thing. The thing with Elon talking about this has sent it to a different stratosphere.
Completely different level.
And he's still tweeting about it today. He made a tweet 4 hours ago about it. And so even if Elon is wrong on Nolan's motivations, it's sent the Odyssey controversy to another level, man. It's bigger than I thought it was going to be now. And thanks to Elon. And I think that Nolan deserves all the criticism that he's getting. I think that...
He retweeted this one, yeah.
The Greeks are pissed.
Yeah, they're mad.
The thing is, like, Elon is, like, making it bigger, but Elon's hopping on this.
Yes.
This is not... And the way that, like, that article is framing it as if Elon Musk is leading this crusade, Elon's hopping on this. People have been talking about this for a while. Like, from the moment the rumor first happened, the report first happened about this shit. And obviously, Elon will amplify anything that he's getting involved in. But this is not some artificial, well, Elon doesn't like it, so a bunch of Elon fans are mad. Now, this is a lot of people think that this is ridiculous bullshit and are tired of it. We're just fucking tired of it. Nobody would have given it a second thought if a movie about a Greek poem that has existed, a story that's existed for millennia at this point, that has been relevant and continues to be relevant for millennia, if it was cast authentically Greek, or at least looking authentically Greek from that time period, no one would have batted an eye except some fucking weirdo degenerates out there. But instead, you have made these unforced errors of this inclusive casting, and whatever the reason being, if it's for award stuff or if it's because this is just what Christopher Nolan wanted to do and he just thought they were really going to play the role well, whatever the reason, it's an unforced error that was unnecessary. Just give people what they wanted to see, which was an epic in the Odyssey brought to life.
But directed by Elon, Chris Nolan, and Nolan is not going to do anything he doesn't want to do.
Correct. Yeah. That's what's crazy Elon, of why. Because yeah. it's Nolan. It's not like he has to, like, producers aren't touching his shit. Executives aren't touching his movies.
Yeah, you think Nolan's taking fucking producer notes? Give me a break.
That's the narrative that's driving me crazy is people are, not everybody, obviously, but there's this idea that he's doing this because he's being forced to. Nobody, let me repeat, nobody is telling Nolan anything. They weren't telling him before he had a 3-hour fucking biopic that hit $1 billion. You think they're telling him now? Like, nobody's telling this guy anything. Everything is on him. He doesn't get a scapegoat on this. In. This is not about anything other than him fucking this up. So stop giving him any scapegoats of, oh, the studio's forcing it or the Academy. He's got awards and the studio doesn't tell him shit. This is 100% on him.
He's got all these, like, justifications for these decisions he's made, like having a rapper in there because it's analogous to poetry and all this stuff. And then we're not going to use horns and we're going to use...
I want to jump on that. That comment is the thing that's probably pissed me off most, right? Where he's tried to justify bringing in a modern rapper, right? For an excuse of some vague reach of historical accuracy. And it's like, piss off. You don't give a crap about historical accuracy. Look at all the bull crap you've been pulling with the sets and then also the race swaps and stuff like that. And then he's going to appeal to historical accuracy to justify some other crap. It's like,
The armor, the weaponry, everything about it is not historically accurate. So
With the rap, he didn't really claim historical accuracy. He kind of just said that poetry is analogous to rap, which isn't saying it's like that at all. If anything, what I think has happened is he's been in these circles in Hollywood for a long time. And it's essentially a hug box. And so to him, it's just normal. Everyone thinks this way. And so to hear a contradictory opinion would probably be brand new to him. The idea that this is wrong. He will live in a world where if you disagree with this, you are basically evil. Like, you are just a horrible bigot, racist kind of thing that can just be safely discarded. And he will care more about the opinions of people in his hug box than a guy on the street that watches his movie. But with Elon in this, I think... yeah, other people did it first, but he amplified it enough to a point where the media had to respond about the controversy. And their immediate response was essentially shame and humiliation to try and get people to shut up. Mm-hmm. They are trying to silence people, but you're just silly, you're just an idiot, you just don't know what you're talking about. And they then did it twice. They've now made two articles about
Elon. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah,
there's like Elon double downs as he does, as he continues attacking the audience.
Well, they've overused racist, so they can't use that anymore, which is why they're going with silly and wildly inaccurate.
Well, which is funny because the examples that they pull up to defend the Odyssey are, they're a choice. They're an interesting choice. But
big time.
The Odyssey, why Elon Musk and his troll of his troll army's attack aren't just silly but wildly inaccurate. So, like, Elon's leading us. I guess Steve Bannon's out of the picture.
Yeah, Elon now.
Is there something to be said though that this is what this is? Like, it's the Odyssey. It's a legendary story throughout all of humanity and all of the people associated with it. The biggest director in Hollywood right now, and they're doing the most Hollywood thing imaginable. As Hollywood is on its last leg. Like, this is the send-off for Hollywood. So I say let them do whatever they want because everybody's going to see them. Like, the emperor has no clothes. It's over. This is it. This feels like the finale for Hollywood.
Well, actually, Nolan did say, like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. No one's ever going to have this IP with this budget to make this kind of size of thing. And so, yeah, whether it's amazing or absolute trash, like, it will be essentially probably the trash Lord of the Rings version of its time. It's like, if Lord of the Rings was made now, this is what you would get.
Fantasy can't catch a break. It just can't.
No, it can't.
From the team that brought you, why is Snow White Latina? Why are there black people in the Rings of Power and Star Wars has gone woke?
Hey, that's us. We're the team.
Notice how there's no counter arguments to any of those points. No, it's just assumed that it's bad and wrong.
Exactly. Like,
as if those are ridiculous statements.
You were accidentally honest. Comes the latest online onslaught against an anticipated Hollywood project that committed the unfathomable sin of having a diverse cast. In recent days, Twitter trolls, not people critical of it, they're just trolls,
have
formed a phalanx and pointed their
spears.
Saracens. I don't know. Squarely at the Odyssey, Christopher Nolan's $250 million adaptation of Homer's epic scheduled to hit cinemas on July 17th. They have not actually seen the film yet, mind you, but have nevertheless managed to work themselves into a lather over a pair of castings, though Page's character isn't confirmed yet. Elliot Page as Achilles' ghost and Lupita Nyong'o as Helen of Troy.
So that sentence is they haven't seen the movie, but they are commenting on things that they have seen.
Much like this individual.
And the whole, like, they've worked themselves into a lather over, you know, diverse casting. This is the same type of people. If you cast a black character just one shade too white, they lose their freaking minds. Yeah. Like, these people are complete hypocrites, and none of us actually have a problem with diversity. We have a problem with historical. We want historical accuracy. We want things
adapted for yourself,
accurately. Yeah. I was going to say, hey, we don't have a problem with diversity, where I got my fucking Airbnb canceled last night because we saw
one black guy. What I mean is, when it's appropriate to the story or setting, like, no one was complaining that there were black people in the Dungeons & Dragons film, right? Because it obviously makes sense in such a world like that. But in Lord of the Rings, which is distinctly a European English story, there is a different kind of gauge that we're judging it by. And so this whole nonsense that, oh, you know, they're always upset with diversity, it's just a narrative piece of bullcrap that they throw out there. And they're
it's all they have, Shad. This is all they fucking have.
When it goes in reverse, and if a black character is done white, they lose their minds more than anyone on our side.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
And also, this is such a departure from Nolan's like ethos of making everything grounded and realistic, to then take the story about Greeks that are told that comes from Greeks, and not have Greeks in the movie. Like, that's not grounded. That's not making it realistic. Yeah,
it's fucking bullshit. And I mean, if they were to go and adapt a African folklore and put white people in it, they would also lose their shit. It only goes one way, and it's complete hypocrisy.
It's always done that, and we always get frustrated, and they don't care. They're in complete control, and they just do this shit in our faces. What do you care? It's a mythological tale.
It's not real.
It's not real, but as Nolan himself said, that Disbrew just referred to, this hasn't been adapted in a big budget Hollywood film like this particular story. There's been pieces of it, but this is the first time this has been done. A lot of people have been looking forward to this, and it just looks like Nolan is doing the Hollywood thing, which is kind of mind blowing because he's never done that. He's always done his own thing.
Yeah.
So him bending the knee to the message is fucking weird.
Really strange. It's really.
Why didn't you just make Odysseus a black dude? Just go all out, man.
Well, I mean, you could just go and set it in modern time, and it doesn't fucking matter at that point. They did that with Romeo and Juliet in 2004. I mean,
right.
I mean, don't just dump the shark. They should make Achilles a trans person. Do everything. Hang on. What are they doing?
Except open a drawer of pickles.
I do think that Disbrew, I think it was Disbrew's point about, I mean, when you're just in that world and he's at the top of that world, you don't even understand it. I mean, look at Gladiator 2. Like, we all love Denzel Washington, but Denzel Washington in that movie was
awful.
Like, it's Ridley Scott. Like, why would you make these decisions?
Yeah. I think the strangest thing to me is we just watched Oppenheimer, and he could have done a bunch of weird stuff with the castings there and everything. Now, again, that's a biopic, so these are real people as opposed to a real story, you know, a legend or whatever. But it's just so strange because we just saw that, and there was conversations during that time period. There were people complaining that there weren't enough fucking black people in this shit. You had some people complaining that there weren't enough Japanese people that got burned to death with a nuclear bomb. Those people were really wanting diversity. But it's just so strange because that's the last thing we saw him do, and he didn't include any of that stuff. He just did what he wanted to do, and it made almost $1 billion.
And it won all the awards.
Yeah.
So it's still qualified.
Do you think, again, it's crazy that I'm going to be speculating this, but do you think that was part of it? Do you think after the fact they were like, hey, you know, we gave you all the awards, but we'd like to nudge, not like force, but like we'd like to see a little more diversity or some shit. Like, it's, I can't understand why he's doing this. It's fucking crazy to me.
He's doing it because he wants to, although it feels like a tribute.
Yeah.
He could be thinking at this point, like, what is my legacy going to be? And they could be like, well, if you keep making these kind of movies, then you will go down as the guy that doesn't put diversity in his movies kind of thing, because you keep doing things to make it essentially realistic. And instead, he wanted to do what happens if we took this stuff and updated it? This is just updating it for the modern audience, essentially. And it is very in line with everybody else. And I do just think that to him, this is normal. I doubt he would have even thought, like, questioned why this shouldn't be done, because nobody else in the industry thinks it's weird or bizarre. It's just kind of something that has to be done.
It's George Lucas during the prequels. When he went into episode one, how many people remember this? I don't know. He was a god on Earth. Like, it was George Lucas coming back to Star Wars. Nobody was going to tell George anything. Nobody's going to be like, hey, Jar Jar stepping in shit's kind of stupid, George. Nobody's telling him that. And Nolan's at that level. Nobody is going to say, hey, Chris, this is kind of retarded. Nobody's telling him shit. And he's just surrounded by people that are going to probably agree with the decisions he's made anyway in the Odyssey. Like, oh, yeah, we need a black queen as Helen of Troy, Chris. That's a great idea. Your radical feminist wife will love that. So I don't know, man.
No one's like, I may have gone a little too dark in a few places.
You also have to remember that you also have to remember that with the Odyssey, it goes through like another layer because it goes through translations. So it always has bias from the person that's translating it, as you have to change the language. And so he may have been like, well, what's the most well-liked, recommended version of the translations? And all the people in Hollywood said the feminist one. And so that's the one that Emily he took Wilson, his kind of main inspiration from. And which he just leads to this naturally.
Which, again, isn't confirmed, but he did ring it up in two separate...
Twice.
He references in two separate interviews.
Yeah. So the latest we have right now is the narrative shift has been... Well, Ellen Page is not actually playing Achilles.
No.
So that's the new rumor that's out there now.
Elpenor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still holding out hope, and I don't think it's going to happen. But I'm still holding out hope that we get 60-something-year-old Brad Pitt as Achilles.
That would have been cool.
Awesome. And it would have been a great like full circle because he was in the running to direct Troy. So it would have been a nice like full circle moment. But you know, instead we get a woman.
It would be incredible if Brad Pitt is a broken version of Achilles in the underworld and talking about how he. Dude, come on, man. What are we?
Oh, that'd be really
it would have been cool to have Sidney Sweeney and Helen of Troy, too, and Nolan fucked that one up. So clearly, our opinions are probably wrong.
At least Helen's hot. Am I right?
And look, I'm not going to sit here and be like, Lupita Nyong'o's the ugliest person in the world.
Sorry, but you got Gabriel Union, I think is her name. There's like, I just, like, get a fucking, if you're doing this, like, get smoking hot. That's Helen.
Get a hot black.
A war was caused by a woman. Yeah. No war is going to be caused by a five.
It's her defining trait.
As we have learned, a lot of things are caused, a lot of problems are caused by women, okay? And I think we'd be better off if we just ignore them like, a little more often.
Pulling up and they're like, oh, whoa, we're fighting for what? There's a war for this one?
Yeah. Hey, listen,
the lighting's bad.
I might have overreacted, okay? It's all good.
I was drunk, okay? I remember. Wow.
That brings up something else from the story from Nolan's interview with Time Magazine, where Lupita Nyong'o is also playing Helen's sister, who's the wife of Agamemnon. They're not supposed to be twins.
No.
So, like, it actually makes zero sense if what you're like depicting as the most beautiful person in the world, basically, like, that's how she's viewed. If there's another motherfucker that looks exactly like her, like, that makes zero sense. I don't know why.
Very good point. That's actually a really good point. Have you thought about that? I mean, listen, back in the day, you had which I can't believe I'm saying this, but it sounds like it's going to be the definitive version of on film for the Odyssey, which is the Armand Asante version back in the day. Mm. And you had Vanessa Williams playing Calypso.
Yes.
And nobody complained because she was gorgeous. You know?
Smoking hot.
So, I mean,
I still think you cast Elliot Page of Helen of Troy, you piss off the woke people, you piss off the right wing people, and you piss off Elliot Page. Like, it gets everybody. It's the funniest result.
Listen, in time of you know, like craziness like this, some good things come of it. And the Elliot Page memes have been some of the greatest fucking memes of all time.
One of them actually made it. Well, a couple of them actually made it in that Variety article, which was fucking hilarious. That was in the article.
Yeah, it's in the article.
You know things are bad when people are overlooking Zendaya playing Athena. Right.
Yeah, and that's, look, we don't know for sure that this casting is there. It could be anything. But even if Ellen Page was not a mentally ill woman who's pretending that they're a man, right? Even if you had cast some 5-foot-nothing, 90-pound actual man to play Achilles, people would be like, what the fuck kind of casting is this? This is bullshit. Now you add in the fact that she's cut her tits off and has probably got one of those fake meat sack dicks hanging off of her surgically attached. You like put all this into play. It's like, this makes zero fucking sense. If this is true, there is no way that anybody could be behind it. I hate it, man.
Oh, man.
Bro, what if that potato looking bitch was Helena Troy? Can you imagine?
That would be hilarious.
That'd be peak. I'm going to this five times.
Her helmet has to look weird too.
Yep.
It's like probably more. It just pushed in just a little.
Probably
weird.
Big.
Oh my gosh.
Odyssey. Oh,
well, when you're getting memed, that's bad. But when you know memed this much and they're that good. You know, Black Snape right now is just like, whew, thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for taking my spot.
Taking the heat for a little bit.
Nerdrotic.com. Please subscribe.